Hey, this is Corey D, and you're listening to Jedi Nation.
And yo, this is DJ Jedi. Thanks for tuning in to the Jedi Nation podcast here on Real Music Radio. We are broadcasting live at Club 850 at the Jedi Complex. We're out on the, actually, it's a beautiful day here in Michigan. It's 80 degrees and sunny, so we're sitting on the patio out here at Club 850. So we're broadcasting you live from the out-of-doors, which was appropriate because I wanted to be outside today. So here we are. Thank you for tuning in again, and probably should explain a little bit about myself because there's probably people who have never listened to my show before. So I started out in 2005 at a radio station called Holy River Radio, doing three shows. It was Purple Protégés, which were obviously Prince's protégés. I did All Things Purple, which focused on the music of Prince. And I did This Is Not Music, This Is a Trip, where we would play an entire album and talk about that. Eventually, the station was changed to Emancipation Radio. My show became Jedi Nation, and it stayed that way till 2019 when I decided to retire. I had joined up with Jeff Luna, and Jeff had already started Real Music Radio. I came on very early, and we kind of worked together to build it into this beast that it is today. And in 2019, my son got married, and I just realized that it was probably time for me to step away and do other things. Plus, there's a real grind to the weekly radio show. If you're doing something on your own and it's on the internet, you are always looking for music. You're always talking and networking with artists. You're setting up interviews. You are listening to a bunch of music and placing that in your show to try to give everybody a beautiful gift every week to listen to. And I'm pretty sure once or twice I actually accomplished that goal. The rest of the time it was just happy chaos. But it got, you know, it got tiring, and I felt like I could, I'd done everything I wanted to do, accomplished everything I could accomplish. And I was very happy to walk away and leave my show's legacy to everyone at Real Music Radio, knowing that they believed the same ideas that I did about real music for real musicians, supporting real artists, supporting the people that we grew up loving and what they do now. And I knew Jeff had that vision, and everybody at Real Music Radio did as well. So I got a little lonely for the mic, and a few special shows came along, and I was like, hey, Jeff, I wouldn't mind contributing to that. And of course he let me, and that was cool. And then, you know, as we got into this calendar year, Jeff and I had kind of just some doing some chit-chatting. And I said, you know, I really don't want to do a weekly music show anymore. I'm kind of, you know, kind of ran that course. But podcasting could be something that might be interesting. I've always got an opinion on things. I always want to talk about things, tell you stories of things that happened in my life, and then share a little music with you, talk to some of my friends, call people. Some are famous and you know them, some are not, and just have some fun. I do a show that makes me happy, and hopefully it makes you guys happy too. And so here we are, the Jedi Nation podcast. We're going to talk about music. Hopefully every week that I do the show, I'll give you guys someone to go check out online and listen to. We're going to definitely talk about movies. I like to see a lot of movies. Kind of have a certain standard when I go to see a movie. They must have either capes, spandex, or lightsabers. So you're going to get a lot of reviews of Marvel movies, DC movies, and Star Wars movies, and anything that fits in that three-piece category there. So, you know, if you're looking for someone to review the Oscar-winning movies, yeah, that ain't your guy. I don't go see that stuff. And in fact, if you're expecting me to review Maverick in the next couple weeks, yeah, that's not going to happen either, because I saw Top Gun in 86 or whatever the heck it was. I didn't like it then. I don't like Tom Cruise. And I sure ain't going to go see Maverick, because it has no interest. Now, Thor Love and Thunder in a few weeks. Yep, all over it. You'll be getting a review on that. And let me also say, when you listen to the show, I'm not doing a non-spoiler review. I'm going to assume you watch the movie or listen to the album or watch the TV show. And I'm going to talk about my interest and my views about it and the things that I liked about it. So don't expect for me to be, yes, here's your spoiler-free review. Continue now. Go ahead. You know, or if you don't want spoilers, tune out now. That's not going to happen. It's not what I do. I'm going to just talk from the heart. I'm going to hopefully entertain you guys and clue you in on some cool stuff that I like. And this is what we're going to be doing. So Again, movies, music, television, some sports when it comes up, and some just, you know, chaos. I don't know. Maybe I'll just talk about cats one week, how much I don't like them. Maybe I'll talk about the superiority of dogs. Maybe I'll review some beers on the show, you know, and talk to you as I sip and give you my opinions. Maybe we'll talk about some college football, pro football, basketball. Maybe we'll just talk about lawn mowing, shopping carts. Speaking of shopping carts. Okay. Either I have really bad luck or shopping carts, I always grab the one with the bad wheel or the shaky suspension. Now, I go to Meijer the other day. Meijer's a Michigan place. If you're from Michigan, you know what Meijer is. And I go into Meijer, and there's thousands and thousands of carts. 10,000 carts. They're all beautiful. They're hand wiped for COVID, right? Everyone's wiping them down. They're parked. And I'm like, man, all right, let's go. I'm going to make some food tonight. I'm going to grab some stuff for dinner. And I grab the cart, and I get a few feet away from the cart dock, you know. And it's like Jurassic Park. You know, it sounded like a Velociraptor or a T-Rex every time I moved. And then the left wheel starts moving. And I'm like, all right, this cart sucks. But I'm like, I either got to walk 25, 30 feet over to get a new one, or I got to just plow through. And I only had about 5 things to pick up. So I'm like, I'm just going to plow through. But every time I would come around the corner, now the reason I'm asking this question over here, am I the only one that gets the bad carts? Because I don't think I've ever gone to a store and not had the wiggly wheel, the shaky suspension, a wheel that's got a bunch of hair in it so it like locks up halfway driving along. It's like, oh, hairs. Okay. Or are they all bad? I don't know. If you had a good experience with a cart, please let me know. You can contact me on Facebook. You know how to find me. John Sparrow, DJ Jedi, okay? So not only was it a bad mistake, I should have turned it around and switched because it was really annoying and it got worse and worse. Now, the other thing, wait, hold on. If people can wipe down the carts because of COVID, you think they could send these suckers into the shop and have them checked out and fixed? Like the one dude, what was that show? Trailer Park Boys? Bubbles? He was like grabbing the junk ones and repairing them and selling them back to the store. I need a Bubbles at my local store. I need someone to go out there and fix these carts because it's me every single time. It's like me. So, all right, coming around first corner. And this thing sounds like a Wurlitzer tank. And I turn the corner and like 6 people turn to look at me like, what is coming down the aisle? And I'm like, hi, how you doing? I just kept pushing through and it didn't stop. I turn into a wider aisle and all of a sudden, excuse me, and it would just be this rumble and everyone would look with a scared look. So yes, eventually I got my stuff and I got out of there and I survived, and it was just like, why me? I don't know, but I don't know where that came from, guys. Again, we really don't know where this show is going to go every week. It's pretty much going to be a situation of this. I turn on the volume, I turn on the mic, and we go. So again, if you have cart issues, if your cart is not performing well, you can contact me and I'm here to help, guys. I really am. So anyhow, thank you for tuning in. If there's ever anything you would like me to talk about or want my opinion, again, you can message me on Facebook. Definitely go to the Jedi Nation Podcast Facebook group and then go to Real Music Radio and like them too, like me. Friend me, John Sparrow, DJ Jedi, it will say in parentheses because they won't let me have my name as DJ Jedi. And, you know, we can talk. I can get something on the air that you want. If you want to be on the show you got interesting talents or you have something you want to talk about, I can give you a call. We can put you on the show. Really, I'm really willing to do anything like that. I just want to like be a part of giving people a voice and talking to people that I like and just having a good time. So that's what we're going to do. In a little bit, we're going to talk about the Jurassic Park movies. And in particular, we're going to talk about Jurassic World Domination. No, that ain't it. Jurassic World Dominion. And that movie and what I felt about that. But before we go any further, I believe it's time for me to take a minute and personally thank Jeff Luna for letting me have the microphone. So I think I'm going to give him a call in a minute. So let's do that.
Hello?
Jeff!
Hey! How's
it's
it going?
Jedi, man. What's up, buddy?
Man, it's been a while. How you doing?
Good. I'm in the middle of my first podcast right now, so I just wanted to call you and thank you for giving me the airwaves again, man. Appreciate it a lot.
Oh, man, anytime. You know that it's always open for you. We always keep a slot open for the Jedi.
Good, and that's good because you're gonna need it. This might be a 4-hour show because once I get talking, I'm like,
yeah.
pull it back, bro. I was gonna ask you. First of all, you know, we started hanging out 2017, 2018, and we were talking about Real Music Radio and what you wanted it to be and what I thought it could be. And you got to look back like where you are now and just be blown away by it. You got to be blown away.
It is pretty amazing. I mean, you know, and like I always tell people, without people's help and support, we wouldn't be where we're at today. It's been a rough ride, and sometimes you wonder what you're doing, but we just keep on pushing forward and, to bring music and great artists to the people and give all these great musicians out there some type of platform to be heard. And it's amazing on how much support we get. So I thank everybody, but especially you, Jedi. And I know you helped me when it was all in the baby phases, you know?
Yeah, well, it was just a little baby, and it just always wanted to eat. It did. It just we had to keep feeding it because
yeah.
It was growing.
Oh yeah.
I remember a time when we were talking, and I said, "Be ready, because like once we get it rolling, it's just going to go crazy." And you were like, "Yep, I'm ready." And then it was like once we got like that first artist of the month or that first thing, it just did. It blew up, and. Like, I mean, it's kind of where we thought it would be, but it's better than we thought it would be at this point. Almost 5 years, right? So, I remember those early talks, and we're kind of like right where we wanted to be with the station and with everything else around the station. But it's also mind-boggling when I think about some of the things, you know, that first show in Minneapolis at the hotel there in Chanhassen, to where it is now. It's just, you know, evolved, and then that's all your hard work, and then it's the hard work and the support you got, and then Chris is doing an amazing job at the station, and there's a million people behind the scenes that help us, and I don't know, I'm really, you know, I'm always proud to be a part of what we've done, and that, yeah, I was just providing formula early on, because I knew that baby was going to grow. I just knew it. It was the right time.
Yeah, you know, I tell you, it's been a wild ride because, I remember those talks, man, and it was always, you know, it was interesting because people would say, be ready, and I'm like, okay, I'm ready, but you're never ready for what's about to come around the corner until it starts happening and realizing that just how hard it can be. I know people have radio stations all over the place, and I've always been asked about how do you keep it going, what makes it successful? And it's really just the people around you that make it successful. It's not a numbers game. It's not this grand scheme. There's no real plan. It's just you can't give up. You just got to keep on working. And every time I think we're going to, and you know this, every time I say, well, after this one, we'll have a little break and we can see what we're going to do. And before you know it, as soon as one thing's over, there's already a whole other group of stuff that's happening. And yeah. Major stuff. It's not even stuff where you could take a break. It's just like hitting one after another, and it really takes a lot of your time. And you know, I always try to apologize to people. I go, I'm sorry if I don't get back to you or if you don't hear from me for a while. But it really takes up a lot of your time to keep this thing going, and especially people like you and Chris and people that have helped and. In the past, and Jill, and then Tanya that helped us in the past, and everybody that's been a part of it, you know, Chris puts in the work, man.
He does.
I gotta tell you, he's been doing a lot for the station. He's a station manager, and I had to let somebody that had the same passion besides you and I take that over, and if it wasn't for Chris, I don't know what I'd be doing right now with that. You know, it's tough to do multiple things at once.
Yeah, I've never met Chris. I love Chris though, because I just know he has what we have, and the the desire to help musicians get heard that aren't getting heard, protecting the legacy of the whole Minneapolis sound. And like, he's definitely like a brother. Like we all, the three of us, and when three of us chat and talk, it's like we definitely have the same vision. And yeah, Chris works his butt off. I mean, I was just talking on the podcast a second ago just about the reason I retired was just the grind. And it's like you put a 2-hour show together, that's 10, 12 hours of work during the week. And that's tough. And you know, I got to the point where it was like I kind of had done everything I wanted to do. Still, you know, love my voice getting heard. That's why I guess I'm doing a podcast now. But the grind, and Chris grinds. He grinds and grinds, and you grind. And I'm on a semi grind now. I'm going to try to take it easy and just, you know, contribute. But it is the work. It's you got to surround yourself with the right people, and then those people have to have the same vision. And I give you credit because you had to find people that believe what you believe and believe in the stuff you believe in. And you did a good job doing that. We were brought together by cosmic things. The force brought us together.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah.
But you've done a good job of picking people, you know, to ride with you. And so, you know, it's cool. I'm excited about the show. It's going to be fun. I know it's just typical of me just rambling about stupid stuff, but it's what I do. And I can't wait for you to listen to the first one. I think you'll get a kick out of it, I hope, or it won't last very long. You cancel me.
But, no, I'm sure it's going to be great. We've been trying to get Jedi back on the air, so this is going to be amazing.
It'll be fun. Yeah, it is going to be fun. And the reason I really wanted to call, besides thanking you, is I was really interested in the fish tacos and fishing the other day. So. Tell me about the fishing trip. That's what I didn't even know you fish. You fish?
Well, I haven't fished in years, man. I used to go with cousins or, you know, with family, and we'd go to, like, Corona Lake out here or, you know, way back in the day, back in Azusa, there's a little fishing pond that they would always have full of trout. You just had to throw your line in. You could pull fish out every 2 seconds. But I've never been ocean fishing, and Kristen, if everybody knows Kristen, she's been posting all those pictures of her doing ice fishing and fishing on Lake Minnetonka. So Minnetonka. Yeah, so when we were
she fishes like a lot. It's crazy.
You know what's funny? Here's what I found funny is that she does fish a lot, and she knows quite a bit ice fishing. Yeah, she's never fished off a boat. You know, so.
Oh, nice.
It was kind of funny for both of us that we were both learning because, you know, like I said, I've never fished off in the sea, and she's never fished in the sea. So it was fun. But what would happen is that Shanusha was coming into town, and she told me that, hey, I got some stuff planned, and do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? And I don't care. I'd be like, yeah, let's do it, mm-hmm. You know. Thank God she didn't say, let's jump out of a plane, because I would have been stuck on that one. I don't know if I ever did that.
Yeah, I ain't doing that. No way.
Yeah. No. So she chartered this boat. You know, they have over here in Newport, they have you can do day fishing or night fishing or whatever. So I didn't even, to be honest with you, I didn't know it was night fishing until she told us probably the day that she got here. And I was like, oh, it's at night. Okay. I said,
nice.
So I just went with her, you know, let's just go, let's go have fun. And it was interesting. It was different. And I didn't even, that fish, you couldn't have told me that I was even going to eat that thing, because it did not look edible whatsoever.
No, that's what was fish. That was an ugly fish. That was ugly.
Yeah, it's a red scorpion, and you can't really touch it. Like, it's got all these spikes on it. It'll get you. So we just let the deckhand do it. Every time you pull one in, it's like, deckhand, you know, let them do it. Let them
I ain't touching that thing. I ain't touched. So they were cleaning them for you? They cleaned them all for you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You just give them a few bucks and they do it for you. But, yeah, like I said, it was a different experience. And, you know, it's kind of touristy, and there's people that go all the time, and they bring their own stuff. And, you know, once you go once, you know why they bring their own stuff, because, you know, they don't really cater toward the tourists that much. They give you a couple things, and,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you know. So yeah, it was fun. We had a good time.
How many did you catch? How many did you
guys catch? We caught, I think Kristen caught 3 and I caught 2.
Nice.
And then at the end, they had tossed those few extra fish, which was fine with me because I wanted to try different ways to cook it, you know.
So they cleaned them. So where'd you go off? Was it Santa Monica? Is that where you guys went off from?
No, Newport.
Newport. Oh, I've been to Newport.
I've been there.
You know what a story about Newport is? My buddy,
what's that?
How about you? He was, I went out there like in 98. It was the first time I went to California. And he used to be a lifeguard at Newport Beach when he was in high school, college age probably. And so we went out swimming, and we got till it was over our heads, and we're out there wading in the water.
Oh,
and I was like, hey, I was like, hey, Mark. And he's like, yeah. I said, so, like, theoretically, there could be, like, great whites right underneath us, theoretically. He's like, well, yeah. He says, we would see them from time to time when I was lifeguard. So, like, theoretically, there could be someone, one right underneath us, really, right? He's like, yeah. I said, okay, I'm done. Let's go back in. That was it. I was like, I love the ocean, but I respect the ocean. My fear, I love sharks. And I love nature. My fear is getting bit swimming, being bit by something. So
You know what's crazy about it is I used to go to Newport when I was a kid in high school. We used to leave school first thing in the morning, and we'd all jump in a truck and ditch school and go down to Newport Beach. And I'd been going there for years. And we'd get in the water and go out as far as you could and then have to come back in. After what I saw in the water, with fishing, you know, we were out there about an hour and a half out into the ocean. Oh, man, don't ever drop me in the ocean. I saw things that there was things coming up. There was jellyfish. There was these long, looked like, I don't know if they were eels or snakes or what. There were tentacles coming up. I mean, there was stuff down there. I was like, whoa. I did not realize how much stuff is there.
Yeah, and then you see like that drone footage now, where it's like surfers in Orange County, you know, surrounded by 16 sharks, and they don't even know it. It's like, what? I'm like, No, I ain't going there. No.
They
like, deep. That's it. That's all I'm going to do. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah.
I'm okay in a boat or a ship, but there's no way I'm getting in that water.
I'm
good. I'll stick to the little pool. You know, so.
Me too, baby. Me too. Give me a kiddie pool and ice cold drink. I'm good. We're good. So, okay, so what was the fish you made? One more time. I got it. What was it?
I think it was called a red scorpion.
Red scorpion. And so they cleaned it.
That's what Kristen said it was called.
Okay, she knows.
Yeah, they cleaned it.
And then you took it
back
home.
Well, they filleted it. Yeah.
What's that?
They filleted it. And then we brought it back home. I cleaned it, the pieces, and then I cooked it up.
You guys had fish tacos.
Yeah.
How'd you make some fish tacos? What'd you put in it?
Well, you know, I did a couple different things. I tried, I fried a couple, and then I air fried some pieces, which I probably left them in too long in the air fryer. And then I pressure cooked a few. What I didn't try, which I really wanted to try, was to cook some in foil. You bake them in foil with butter and you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the way what I do with trout, you know. But I'll tell you the lightly frying, that one came out really good.
That was the best?
The old school way, yeah. Still came out good that way.
And then what'd you put on them? What were the toppings?
I went and got a coleslaw. Now, you know, everybody's going to kill me for not making it all fresh, but I didn't have time for all that. I just went and got some coleslaw from the Stater Brothers here.
Right.
Which I probably should have went to KFC and got the coleslaw because that's better.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had some pico de gallo put in there.
Okay, perfect.
And and then the only thing I didn't have was a cream. You know, some places have a real nice cream, and I couldn't find any. So we put some lemon and lime and some seasoning with Italian seasoning and Italian herb and a little bit of garlic salt, you know.
That sounds like I'll be flying out tomorrow. We're fishing this weekend, man. We're doing. People that don't like fish, I think, never have had fresh fish, because there's nothing like fresh fish. I mean, it's good.
Oh yeah. And, yeah.
Like, we were up in the Upper Peninsula in Michigan, and it was during Lent.
Uh-huh.
So they had the Friday fish fry at the local bar where my father-in-law used to live, and they had fish that it came off like the cold waters that day and were brought to that restaurant, and it was all you can eat. So me and my friend and my father-in-law were there, and we were having beers and drinking fish. They started getting mad at us because we were like, another round of fish, please. And because it was so fresh, you bite it and it just melts in your mouth. It's amazing. Like, it's just unbelievable. And,
Yeah.
The people that don't like fish have never had that kind of fish. And it may not be
exactly. I never liked.
Yeah, go ahead.
I never liked lobster until I had fresh lobster.
Yeah, totally the same thing. Like, you can't, you know, anything like, I mean, a fish person may not like be a fish lover after that, but they're going to appreciate why people like fish when they have fresh fish.
Yeah.
Fish.
Yeah.
And you thought we were going to talk about music tonight. That ain't going to happen. No.
Yeah.
We're talking about fish and food. So we got.
We cover all grounds here, right?
We cover everything. That's what we're going to do on this show. We're gonna you know, I'm gonna call Jelly Bean in a couple of weeks. We're gonna just talk sports the whole time. That's gonna happen.
Oh man, you talk sports with Jelly Bean, he's gonna love you to death again. He's gonna like,
yeah. Well,
I needed to talk to John.
tell him it's coming. I'm gonna be calling him and we're gonna talk sports for the show. So after this all like NBA free agency is over and stuff, I'll call Jelly Bean. We're gonna talk some basketball and stuff.
Yeah, you can be a Jedi.
Yeah, we're gonna do it. So, you got any big plans for the weekend, 4th of July weekend?
Not really yet. You know, we're just working on music. And
you're going to come out?
Yeah, I'm going to see. I might do some barbecuing. I'm not sure. I got a lot of trying to redo the house here and stuff. So,
got the
not
studio
really set
done
up for it, but getting ready to revamp, getting in that, I call it the Iron Man phase. Or you start tearing it all apart and go back into the manual mode and rip everything apart and redo it.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna let you go back do your thing. This podcast is gonna be like 8 hours long if I don't shut up. So again, thank you again for providing this opportunity for me to talk, and I'll do it.
Oh yeah, and if you don't mind, I give a couple plugs out there real quick.
Sure.
Of course, there's always Jelly Bean, but Official Biz is working on some new stuff, and it's going to be pretty hot. Make sure, if anybody hasn't got their music yet, go check them out, because their songs are pretty amazing. And the stuff that they're working on now is going to blow everybody away.
Cool.
Plus, the Minneapolis Sound Museum is coming together really nicely, so please support. And it's going to be something great. Everybody's going to want to be a part of it. And if you love music, especially Minneapolis music, you're going to definitely want to be a part of that. So thank you very much.
Yes, we're going to get that thing done. And I got a few things in mind to donate to it. I got some stuff I put away that you might want for the museum. So
nice.
We'll talk about that later.
Nice.
Yeah, a nominal fee, of course.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
No, I got some donation stuff I thought might be cool for it that, you know, my collections, my vault is getting big. So we just got to weed out some stuff. Yeah, we got to weed some stuff out.
Yeah.
But yeah, also the show in Minneapolis went great, and I heard great things about it, and I'm just putting a little bug in your ear. Detroit is a really good place to have a live show, and we'll talk about it. We are talking about
Sir.
It. Detroit needs to happen. I'll keep you safe, I promise.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you have a good night, man. I appreciate you letting me hang out with you for a few, and we'll be talking soon, brother.
All right, thank you, and we look forward to another successful Jedi show, like always.
We hope so.
Thank you, sir.
We hope so. All right, thanks, brother. Bye-bye.
All right, we are back. That was Jeff Luna. I had to give him a call and thank him for letting me do this podcast, and I thought I'd share the call with you because it was cool. It was fun getting to talk to Jeffrey again a little bit. That's going to be like call 3 this year, and that's actually a new record for us because I don't believe we've ever talked 3 times in one calendar year on the phone. We talk pretty much every day on Messenger and text, but as far as on the phone, I think that is a brand new record. So before we run out of time and Jeff pulls the plug, I do want to talk about the brand new movie called Jurassic World Dominion. So as a big fan of the Jurassic Park movies, let me give you a little rundown. First of all, I love dinosaurs. I grew up in that era, the 70s, where dinosaurs were such a huge part of our culture as kids. I don't know, maybe it's still like that, but everything was dinosaurs. And if it wasn't dinosaurs, it was like Godzilla. It was big lizards, right? Big lizards. So I love that stuff. And when Jurassic Park came out in 93, just one of the most amazing experiences I've ever had in a movie theater, unless you count 10th grade. That was never mind, forget that. It was one of the most, it was one of the most amazing times I've ever had in a theater. The visuals were unbelievable. The story was fantastic, obviously. The characters were just lovable characters. And so, you know, it became like it was the summer of Jurassic Park, you know, all over the world in 93. And then Jurassic Park 2, The Lost World came out, and, you know, they go to the other island. There's a different island, and they're catching dinosaurs to take back to the mainland and blah, 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 blah. And they end up with the T-Rex loose in San Diego. Pretty darn good movie. I liked it, you know. Ian Malcolm was in it, and I believe that, like, was Alan Grant in it and Ellie for a minute or two? Maybe, I don't remember. But anyhow, great movie, really enjoyed it, no problem. And then we got to Jurassic Park 3, where it was like the Fonzie jumping the shark. It was like, okay, we got to do a third one here. We're kind of out of ideas what we're going to do. Oh, let's have a boy, crash land on the parasailing and crash land on the island, and we're going to get Dr. Grant to go rescue him. Like, the movie did have its cool parts, the egg being stolen from the Velociraptors by Billy. Some of the scenes were really cool. The Spinosaur was cool. And there were a lot of the fire, like the fire in the water and all that stuff. Good stuff, but it just the plot, you know, been there, done that. But, you know, the series as a whole ended in a pretty positive light, and I was pretty happy with it. So no problem there. Jurassic Park, gone. And then, Jurassic World comes out, what, X amount of years ago, I don't care. Chris Pratt was great in it. I liked him. It was surprising that he could, you know, kind of pull it off after his, you know, he was such a iconic Star-Lord that, you know, we could accept him as this other character. Did a great job. Love the movie. I love the idea of them actually having a functioning park where we could see what John Hammond's dream realized in a way of what a park of 30,000 people visiting these amazing creatures, what it was going to be like. And then, of course, all chaos breaks loose. People are eaten. And it's everything I wanted a Jurassic Park / Jurassic World movie to be. Loved it. Great stuff. And then Fallen Kingdom came around, and it's kind of reminiscent of the second Jurassic Park movie where, okay, we got dinosaurs here, and we're going to start taking them off the island, and we're going to sell them to the highest bidder, these evil regimes that want to use them as weapons. And there's a volcano, and the dinosaurs, and we got to save up as many as we can. And so they get back to, you know, the mainland, start auctioning these creatures off, and guess what? All hell breaks loose, people get eaten, people scream and all that stuff. And then they added this really weird, like, clone girl thing to it, which I was like, the movie was pretty cool. And then we got to the mainland and we started doing this whole clone child, and where that was going to lead to, I wasn't sure. But I'd read rumors on the internet where it was like going to be these, in this movie, like the third movie, supposed to be these like hybrid dinosaur humans that were going to fight a war. And I was like, I don't know. Thank God they didn't go that route. But then again, after seeing this movie, maybe that would have been a better flick. So, but Fallen Kingdom had its moments. But again, it was like, I don't really like where they're going with it. But they left it with, oh my goodness, dinosaurs are loose on the mainland. Dinosaurs are something that we're going to have to deal with because they're on the mainland now. And I left the theater going, okay, it wasn't the best movie, but boy, the next one's just going to be amazing. And then we start to get trailers for Jurassic World Dominion. And, oh, guess what? The OGs are back. There's Ellie and Malcolm and Dr. Grant. Oh, wow, this is amazing. And Chris Pratt's back. Oh, that's so cool. And, wow, this is going to be so amazing. And then it's like, okay. And then we have the idea. How are they going to live with dinosaurs daily. And I thought, this is where the movie was going. This was going to be incredible. You have, you know, X amount of years of velociraptors and T-Rexes reproducing, and creatures that can fly, reproducing, pterodactyls flying down and eating people on their farms, T-Rexes walking down through Times Square, velociraptors eating Detroit. Actually, we'd kill them in Detroit. It ain't gonna last in Detroit. I don't care who you, what dinosaur you are. You come to Detroit, you dead. You dead. So anyhow, a lot of expectations. And the trailers did nothing but make me more excited. So I get to the movies. My daughter and I were pumped. We're kind of, you know, we went through the stage where we watched all the movies, the Jurassic movies together. And we're like, this is it. Yes, it's gonna be so great. And there's some really charming parts. Like, you know, anytime the OGs are together, I really, really like it. They're very charming. They have magic about them. They're the OGs. And they did a great job. They're all, you know, all were really cool characters, and they did a lot of cool stuff. Chris Pratt was great. Clone Girl, unfortunately, she became one of the more interesting parts of the movie, because here's where they dropped the ball. Again, my expectations, maybe it's my fault, but what I saw was this fight for the world. Tanks versus T-Rexes, fighter jets versus pterodactyls, foot soldiers versus raptors. And instead we got giant locusts eating all the crops except for the bad company's crops, the ones who are seeking dominion over the world. Terrible. So this happens, that happens, this happens, that happens. And next thing you know, the movie is reduced to basically a copy of all the other Jurassic Park worlds on the islands, where they're stuck in this canyon, where the dinosaurs can't escape, but neither can they. And they're all thrust together out in the woods, and they have to get back and get out of there. And it just feels exactly like everything we've seen a million times. And yeah, there's some cool scenes. Technology is great. The dinosaurs look fantastic. Blue has a baby. It's cute. They rescue her. They bring her back to Blue. I mean, there's moments, right? Like, there's moments. But can you, like, they really dropped the ball, because the focus of the plot was so much about this evil company that was going to cause a worldwide food shortage. And it really didn't come into, like, how are dinosaurs and humans going to live together and make this work? There's a little montage at the end where there are elephants and triceratops walking around, things like that. And it's like, no, guys, like, you dropped the ball. So do I suggest you seeing it? Yeah, I mean, it's still visually fun. There's chase scenes that are fun. Are there great moments in it? Yeah, there are. They're fun. But did it miss an opportunity? 100%. It missed an incredible opportunity for a very cool movie, and a movie that had stakes that were bigger than a food shortage, which, I don't know. It's like, were they just trying to, like, go anti, you know, government and anti corporation? Like, I don't know what they were trying to do with the theme of that, but it sucked. That part sucked. Again, go see it. Don't expect too much. You're not going to get too much, but it was fun. Again, missed opportunity. So on the Jedi Nation review scale, it gets a 3 lightsabers out of 5 for nice try, but you could have done better. So there it is, Jurassic World Dominion. Go see it, whatever. So I guess that kind of wraps up the show. Trying to keep these things down because, you know, I could talk and we could be here all night, but what will we do for the next show? So I'm trying to pull back a little bit. But I wanted to, first of all, early on in the show, if you heard that little intro, Cloud City Funk, and then this is Corey D, and you're listening to Jedi Nation. That is my friend, Corey D. Williams. And Corey D. is, yes, the son of Billy D. Williams, the amazing Lando Calrissian. One of my heroes growing up was Lando. Like, I was at a Comic-Con. I'm going to tell you a quick story, because I'm not going to tell too much, because Corey's going to be on the show soon, and he can tell us, we can talk about this story then. But live in Detroit, obviously, Detroit area. Sometimes people get mad because I don't really live in Detroit. But we claim Detroit, because if I say I live in a little town called, you're going to be like, where's that? But anyways, I live in the Detroit area, and Motor City Comic Con came to town, and they announced Billy Dee Williams. And I was so excited because growing up, you know, there were Han guys and Luke guys. I was a Lando guy. He was suave, and he was cool, and, you know, he was just a bad man. So I was, like, all about Lando. So I go to the Motor City Comic Con on Friday, and sitting there is Corey Dee and his friend Steven, and right next to Billy Dee's booth. So I walk up, I'm like, oh, wow, you're his son? And we start talking, and his dad's not scheduled to come till Saturday. But we start to talk, and he starts to tell me a little bit about, you know, he was in Return of the Jedi. You can look it up and see he played his buddy Steven played a Gamorrean guard, and he was Billy Dee's body double, Corey was, and played Klaatu, one of the Skiff guards. So you can check that out. But we started talking about music, and he loves funk and creates funk music. And so I've kind of known his stuff for a long time. But finally, I pushed and got him as Artist of the Month for June. So it just expired as Artist of the Month. He was our June artist, and he had a brand new project called Sonic Biotic, and exploring the urban electro funk world. So I would like to play before we end tonight a song from that, and let you guys go check him out. He's on SoundCloud. He's probably everywhere. Everywhere you find your music, definitely find him, Corey Dee Williams, on Facebook, and Sonic Biotic is also on Instagram. And yeah, definitely SoundCloud is where I found all his stuff. So check it out. He also did 3D Nucleus, which is more funk. This is a little different. Just like I said, this is electro funk. But great musician, bass player, great guy. I do hope to have him on real soon. I got to talk to him about when, but we're going to work that out. We're going to talk about Star Wars with him. We're going to talk about music, and we're going to talk about, you know, reminiscing about when we met and just the experience. I don't want to ruin the stories for you, but tune in next time and you might enjoy it. So here it is. This is Corey Dee. And again, I would personally just like to thank you for listening to the very first Jedi Nation podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. I did. And hope you smiled once or twice. This is DJ Jedi. Have a great week. God bless. Love you.